With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Multiple sources are identifying a gunman who fired shots inside a Midtown Manhattan skyscraper office building as a 27-year-old Las Vegas man. According to Fox News, Shane Tamura allegedly opened fire inside 345 Park Avenue around 6:30 this evening. Four civilians and an off-duty officer were killed in the shooting. NYPD said the shooter was neutralized. Several sources say that he killed himself. Photos have emerged showing the suspect carrying a rifle. President Trump announces a new shorter deadline for Russian President Vladimir Putin to reach a deal to end its three-year war in Ukraine.
I'm going to make a new deadline of about 10 or 12 days from today. There's no reason in waiting. There's no reason in waiting. It's 50 days. I want to be generous, but we just don't see any progress being made.
An oil industry analyst says President Trump's new trade deal with the European Union is also a big win for U.S. energy producers and a setback for Russia and its war against Ukraine. Bob Agnew reports.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, says it's not just a better deal, but
just a complete 180 from the previous administration.
He says under President Biden, the U.S. wasn't selling much energy to the EU, leaving them to buy it from Russia and fueling Moscow's war machine, but no more.
They're saying, all right, we're going to sell our energy and you're going to buy it. And that means you're going to stop buying energy from Russia, which is fueling their war against Ukraine.
Turner spoke with the Salem Radio Network about the new trade deal the president achieved with the EU over the weekend. Bob Agner reporting.
A new study suggests eggs are not bad for you. Researchers say they may be high in cholesterol, but they're low in saturated fat, and that is believed to be the real driver of cholesterol elevation. This is SRN News. The United Kingdom is getting serious about persecution, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
10 countries will be targeted by the British government with efforts to ease the plight of Christians and other embattled people of faith. David Smith, the UK's special envoy for religious freedom, says diplomatic pressure will be applied to Vietnam, Algeria, India, Nigeria, Pakistan, China, Syria, Ukraine, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Smith says if something isn't done soon, Christianity might cease to exist in several of those nations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is investigating the Oregon Department of Education for allowing boys to compete on girls' sports teams. The probe follows a complaint by America First Policy Institute, saying that a number of high school-aged female athletes in the state had lost medals and other competitive opportunities to guys. The administration says so-called transgender athlete policies, such as the one in Oregon, violate Title IX. This is SRN News. Colorado's Deion Sanders says he had cancer. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Sanders says he was diagnosed with an aggressive form, but after surgery, his oncologist considers him cured. Dr. Janet Kukrasia says Sanders had his bladder removed as part of the surgical plan. Sanders says he plans to coach the Buffaloes this coming season, which will be his third in Boulder. He had two toes amputated in 2021 because of blood clot issues while he was coaching at Jackson State. Sanders turns 58 next month. I'm Mike Hempen.
A woman from Somalia is deported after pleading guilty to asylum fraud and hiding ties to ISIS. Federal prosecutors in San Diego say the 27-year-old crossed the border illegally, then claimed asylum. She lied about a prior attempt to enter the U.S., withheld information about her family. They say her brother is a high-ranking ISIS member in Somalia. More details at SRNnews.com.